Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Although Sanilac County's two canine officers have retired, a new one is ready to serve. Dover, who is a male German Shepherd from Poland, has joined the department. He is ready to take on the duties of narcotics detection, tracking, and suspect apprehension. Besides the Sheriff's Department, Dover will also work with the county's drug task force and will also assist other agencies when needed. Dover's partner and handler is Deputy Jennifer Dillette. The new canine officer will take over the work that had been done by the other canine officers, Phoenix and Susanna. Phoenix retired from the Sheriff's Department and Drug Task Force after 5 years of service due to medical issues. Susanna works at the jail in security and narcotic detection and is set to retire on April 1st. Two moose died during a wildlife research effort in Michigan's Upper Peninsula last month, though officials say the project now has placed data collecting tracking collars on 56 animals. Scientists are studying the herd to determine why the population has remained stagnant and even declined, rather than growing toward earlier projections of as many as 1,000 animals. Last month, wildlife crews spent 4 days capturing, collaring, and releasing 41 moose, which is more than double the number handled in last year's effort. On the first day of fieldwork in mid-February, crews handled and released 4 moose. However, 2 died while recovering from sedation, including a mature cow and a young bull. The work we do involves risks associated with wildlife capture, and we take great precautions to ensure those risks are minimized, said Tyler Pedroli, Northern Michigan Wildlife Research Specialist for the State Department of Natural Resources. As we head into spring, many residents are suffering from lingering winter illnesses and rising spring allergens, and health officials in Michigan are continuing to see an increase in COVID cases, with many experiencing a bizarre new symptom. According to the Mayo Clinic, COVID-19 symptoms often mimic the flu and allergies. All of these viruses spread in similar ways and cause many of the same symptoms. The most common symptoms of COVID-19 have changed over time. Currently, they are runny or stuffy nose, headache, and sore throat. While many of these are what we've come to expect from COVID-19 over time, a new symptom is also popping up. According to Wellness Equity Alliance, part of what makes COVID-19, like influenza, so tricky is that it's constantly mutating. Public health officials carefully monitor whether new strains spread more easily or cause more severe disease, and continuously test to ensure current drugs and vaccines are effective. As the viruses evolve, scientists also monitor to see if the symptoms they cause are changing. Health officials are observing that patients' symptoms are more concentrated in the upper airway and not the lungs, and seeing patients who are bone-tired but have insomnia and cannot get to sleep. Not everyone will have every symptom, and the only way to find out for sure if you have COVID-19 is get tested right away. Though there is no single perfect action to prevent infection, some tips to avoid hospitalization include being up to date with COVID-19 vaccination, frequent hand washing, avoid close contact when infection risk is high, and isolating if you test positive. We'll be right back.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. 4 generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer joined leaders from 18 other states in calling on Congress to follow a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling on imposing tariffs. The letter, issued yesterday, cites the February 20th Learning Resources, Inc. versus Trump decision, which ruled the International Emergency Economic Powers Act does not give President Donald Trump the authority to impose tariffs, such as his administration did on goods from Canada, China, and Mexico last year. Now, Whitmer and other U.S. governors urges Congress to limit the scope of Trump's presidential power on tariffs and implement a review of the issue. Tariffs have jacked up costs on cars, groceries, energy, and housing, and Michiganders are paying the price, Whitmer said in a statement. The Supreme Court has ruled that a large swath of the administration's tariffs is illegal. Congress must act to rein in these irresponsible tariff policies and put more money back in Michiganders' pockets. Both a letter and a release from Whitmer's office cited a February Fox News poll that found a 63% disapproval rate of Trump's tariffs. The letter states, sweeping tariffs have caused significant economic harm on American farmers, manufacturers, small business owners, and working families. And a Clio man is locked up after the Genesee County Sheriff's Office said he led police on three separate chases. Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson said the case highlights how deputies are increasingly weighing the risks of high-speed pursuits. Dash camera video shows the moment a traffic stop turns into a dangerous chase in Flint Township. Investigators said 26-year-old Justice Brewer backed into a patrol car before speeding off at nearly 70 miles an hour onto busy Miller Road. According to Swanson, the investigation into Brewer started in November after he allegedly stole a truck in Richfield Township. Swanson said he had led police then, but instead of continuing the pursuit through busy intersections, officers backed off. We disengage chases when the risk is higher than the benefit, and we know who people are, even if they're dangerous, to always lean on protecting the public, said Swanson. But the third time would be the charm. The sheriff said Brewer ran again during another traffic stop on March 6th before officers tracked him to a home on Whitney Avenue near Corona Road and Ballinger Highway. Deputies eventually found Brewer hiding in the attic. Swanson said Brewer also had warrants out for aggravated assault, domestic stalking, domestic violence, and three probation violations. He is now being held at the Genesee County Jail without bond on several new charges, including fleeing and eluding police. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.